Your energy isn't something to give freely. It's something you've worked hard to protect. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice, but you've also paid your own price to get to where you are, mentally, physically, and emotionally. That journey wasn't easy, and not everyone is worthy of sharing in what you've built. When certain people do gain access to you, they often don't know how to handle it. Instead of appreciating your presence, they feel threatened or intimidated. This is why it's better for them to remain at a distance. Your energy carries a unique power that others can sense, and instead of embracing it, they let their insecurities take over. Rather than enjoying your company or building a genuine connection, they spend their time strategizing. They look for ways to manipulate or control you, trying to bring you down to their level. Instead of valuing the opportunity to be near you, they focus on finding ways to undermine you. Their intentions are rooted in their own insecurities, and every time they're around you, they feel an overwhelming need to compete or prove something. Your energy is a gift, and not everyone knows how to honor it. Protect it fiercely, because the people who are meant to truly be in your life will value it, not exploit it. Keep shining from a distance, and let those who can't handle your light stay in the shadows where they belong. You've worked too hard to let anyone take that away from you. Not everyone deserves to be close to you. Some people are only meant to observe you from a distance. Having access to your energy is not something to be taken lightly. It's a privilege. You might not even realize it yet, but let me remind you, your presence is a gift. While others may flaunt their big houses, fancy cars, or expensive clothes, they're missing something you have. You may not have the flashiest lifestyle or the biggest bank account, but your energy radiates something far more valuable. It's your light, your spirit, and the strength you carry inside that outshine all those material things. That's what sets you apart. It's not the possessions, but the glow within you that others can't help but notice. The people watching you feel uneasy because they can't understand how you shine so brightly without all the external things they value. They try to bring you down, to humble you, even though you're already grounded. What they don't realize is that their outward wealth and possessions can't fill the emptiness they feel inside. This is why they're frustrated. You don't have the material things they've built their pride on, yet you have something they desperately lack: inner peace, purpose, and light. They see the difference, and it makes them uncomfortable. Instead of recognizing what they're missing, they focus on tearing you down. But your light continues to overpower all of that. Let them watch from afar. Protect your energy and keep shining. The things they chase can never compare to what you carry within. You are more than enough, just as you are. Yet here you are, smiling, happy, and showing up for yourself every single day. You keep pushing forward, grounded in who you are, whether or not you have material things. This authenticity, this ability to stay true to yourself, frustrates those who see you thriving without needing what they rely on to feel valuable. Some people are meant to remain at a distance. Stop inviting them back into your space, your life, or your energy. Stop texting, calling, or making room for them in your world. They're meant to watch your journey from afar, not participate in it. You're stepping into a new chapter where people will look back and say, "I used to know him," or "I remember her." That's because they won't have access to the person you are becoming. Their stories will no longer include your present. They'll only speak of your past. As you continue to grow, heal, and elevate, remember this: not everyone deserves to come along with you. It took effort, sacrifice, and resilience to get to where you are now. The people you allow back into your life should honor that, not try to manipulate or diminish you. Too often, those same individuals will try to humble you, hold you back, or leave you before you can leave them. There are people who have done shady things to you, and while it might be tempting to respond in kind, that's not the path for you. Some individuals are deeply afraid of you outgrowing them. Let me be honest, this fear comes from their own insecurities. They see your growth and feel threatened by the possibility that you might leave them behind. These people may want to stick around you, soaking up your energy and hearing about your successes. But at the same time, they're intimidated. They fear the idea of you moving forward and surpassing them in ways they can't match. Their insecurity drives them to cling to you, but not out of love or support. It's out of fear. You're not here to compete. You have your own path, and you don't have time for their petty battles. Yet every time you allow them into your space, they find ways to slow you down. They bring unnecessary drama and distraction into your life, and it's time to stop letting that happen. Not everyone deserves access to your energy. Some people are meant to watch you grow from a distance. The only ones who should be allowed into your space are those who come with honesty, vulnerability, and authenticity. They need to drop the masks, let go of the games, and be real with you. Some people cannot stay in your life for long because they are not being genuine. They wear masks, hiding their true selves, and that makes it impossible for them to connect with you on a real level. If they ever decide to drop those masks, come forward with honesty, and be clear about their intentions, only then can they begin to align with the energy you carry. But until they do, they will struggle to handle the strength and light within you. Their inability to be honest or straightforward makes it difficult for them to be around you. Their games, manipulation, and need for control will keep surfacing because they aren't willing to face their own truth. Until they learn to be real and authentic, they simply cannot have a place in your life. They aren't ready for what you bring to the table, and that's why they falter when they try to get close. Let me tell you something. This season is all about you. It's your time to grow, to rise, and to focus on yourself. This is your season of abundance, progress, and self-discovery. If anyone wants to be part of this journey, they must come correct. There's no room for half-hearted efforts or dishonesty. They need to show up as their true selves, without the masks or hidden agendas. But for those who cannot meet you where you are, let them stay at a distance. Not everyone is meant to walk this path with you. Some are simply meant to watch from afar, witnessing your rise while remaining on the outside. This is your time, and you owe it to yourself to protect your energy and let only the right people in. Some people are meant to stay on the sidelines. Their role now is to watch from a distance, not to be involved in your life. You gave them access before. You offered them your time, love, and energy. But they didn't value it. Instead, they misused your kindness, mistreated you, and took what you gave for granted. Now, it's time to shift the focus back to you. This season is about reclaiming your energy and prioritizing yourself. It's not about bringing them back into your space or giving them another chance. They've shown you who they are, and now they belong in the background of your life, not the center. I want to take a moment to express how much I appreciate and love you all. Thank you for continuing to show up, for your support, your kindness, and even your small gestures like comments and messages. Each one means more than you know. Your connection keeps this space alive, and I'm so grateful to be part of this journey with each of you. Life isn't always easy. Sometimes we're tired, mentally, emotionally, and even physically, but we still have to show up. Whether it's for your family, your work, or just to get through the day, you push through, even when it's hard. That strength is a blessing, and so are the genuine connections we share with others who truly see us and value us. I see you. I appreciate you. You are doing amazing, even when it feels tough. Keep moving forward, and know that your light is making a difference. Until next time, take care of yourselves and keep shining. Peace and love always.